This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Political parties agree to table bills related to public concerns in Parliament on priority basis. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda discusses national security and border security with former Prime Ministers Shehbahadur Dewa and KP Sharma Oli. Remittance inflow increases by 24.3% in Nepal during first half of current fiscal year. And powerful earthquakes kill at least 3,700 people in Turkey and Syria. Now the news in detail. The political parties have agreed to present the bills related to public concerns in the Parliament on a priority basis. The understanding was reached during a discussion held at Balwatar between Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and chief whips of political parties, chief secretary and law minister, among others. Prime Minister's press expert Manhari Timilsina said the parties agreed to present the bills in the Parliament that were prepared and concerned with people's livelihood, development, good governance, transitional justice, health and education on a priority basis. Following the end of the previous House of Representatives' tenure, 27 bills were inactive while 12 bills were withdrawn by the government itself. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda held a meeting to discuss national security and border security related issues with former Prime Minister Shehbahadur Dewa and KP Sharma Oli. Prime Minister Dahal's press expert Manohar Timilsina said matters of national interest were discussed with former Prime Ministers Dewa and Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar yesterday. The secretaries of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Defence and Foreign Affairs, heads of security agencies and the National Investigation Department also attended the meeting. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has been assigned to take charge of two ministries after the Rashtriya Swatantra Party quit the government. President Vidyadevi Bhandari, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister, allotted the responsibilities of the two ministries to Dahal. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has said the prosecution should be made more effective. While inspecting the office of the Attorney General yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal vowed to extend support to reform the attorney's offices and develop jail, child rehabilitation centre and detention centre. On the occasion, Attorney General Dr. Dinamani Pokhrel urged the government to take initiative to make a separate law on wages and incentives to be provided to the attorneys. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for making the country self-reliant for achieving prosperity. During an interaction with mayors, deputy mayors and municipality and rural municipality chiefs and deputy chiefs of the Kathmandu Valley at Sitan Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari asked the local levels to prioritize tourism and agriculture along with the health and education sectors. The president suggested the local levels forward plans to maximize the use of electricity as a major means to decrease the country's trade deficit. The meeting of the National Assembly has passed three separate bills. The Upper House meeting yesterday unanimously endorsed the Monitoring and Evaluation Bill, the Archive Protection First Amendment Bill and Food Purity and Quality Bill. Meanwhile, lawmaker of CPN Maoist Centre, Urmila Arial, has been unanimously elected the Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly. The Upper House Chairperson, Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, informed yesterday's National Assembly session about her unanimous election to the post. Minister for Health and Population, Padam Giri, has said the government is making efforts to ensure all citizens access to quality healthcare services. Addressing a cooperative meeting in Birtamod of Chapa yesterday, Health Minister Giri said the government had prioritized the need to ensure citizens' easy access to quality healthcare. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said laws relating to media would be materialized on a priority basis. Addressing an event organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists at the Media Village yesterday, Communication Minister Sharma urged all stakeholders, including the FNJ, to provide suggestions for carrying out policy reforms in the media sector. The communication minister also stressed the need for regulating the communications sector with the advent of new technologies. On the occasion, the FNJ president, Bipul Pokhrel, urged the minister to conclude laws relating to communications that were stuck in the pipeline in the parliament. Remittance inflow has increased by 24.3% in Nepal during the first half of the current fiscal year. Unveiling a report about the country's economic indicators, Rashtra Bank said Nepal received remittances worth 585.8 billion rupees during the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Commission has said analysis and study of the data recorder and cockpit voice recorder of the ATR-72 Yeti Airlines aircraft that crashed in Pokhara have been completed. The ATR-72 of Yeti Airlines that flew to Pokhara from Kathmandu on January 15 met with an accident in course of landing at Pokhara International Airport, killing all 72 passengers and crew members on board. The commission formed by the government to investigate into the incident carried out data analysis of flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder at the Transport Safety Investigation Bureau, Singapore. The member secretary of the commission, Buddhi Sagar Lamichane, said a team of the commission returned home yesterday after completing the task of data analysis of flight recorder and cockpit voice recorder successfully. Detailed study of different flight situations and technical aspects was carried out at different simulator flights of ATR aircraft in Singapore. The Nepal Oil Corporation has increased the price of petroleum products, including diesel, petrol and kerosene gas. The prices have been increased by 3 rupees per litre of all the fuels to take the retail price of diesel and kerosene to 175 rupees per litre and of petrol to 178 rupees per litre. The new price came into effect yesterday midnight. The price of aviation fuel and LP gas, which is the cooking gas, has remained unchanged. Indian national Monty Desai has been appointed the head coach of the national men's cricket team. According to the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, Desai was appointed yesterday after the Ministry of Sports and National Sports Council endorsed the decision of CAN to appoint him. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international update. A powerful earthquake has killed more than 3,700 people across much of southern Turkey and northern Syria. The U.S. Geological Service said the 7.8 magnitude tremor struck at 4:17 a.m. local time on Monday near the strip of Gaziantep while people were asleep. Hours later, a second quake, which had a magnitude of 7.5, hit the Elbistan district of Kahramanmaras province. Turkish state media has reported that more than 2,300 people were killed in Turkey alone after the first quake, with more than 5,300 wounded. According to the AFP news agency, Syrian authorities have reported 1,400 deaths and more than 2,000 injuries. Rescuers are said to be racing to save people trapped beneath the rubble after hundreds of buildings collapsed in both the countries. World leaders have pledged to send aid after Turkey issued an international appeal for help. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the Turkey earthquake. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, on behalf of the Nepal government and the Nepali people, Prime Minister Dahal paid tribute to the departed souls and expressed condolences to the bereaved families in Turkey and in Syria. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high, hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. political parties agreed to table bills related to public concerns in Parliament on priority basis. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda discusses national security and border security with former Prime Ministers Shehbaz Dewa and KP Sharma Oli. Remittance inflow increases by 24.3% in Nepal during first half of current fiscal year, and powerful earthquakes kill at least 3,700 people in Turkey and Syria. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.